This episode is brought to you by patreon.com/sbfvgs. Welcome to Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover, episode 123. You're listening to the number one video game podcast on the internet that features my best friends. I'm one of your hosts, Adam Redding. Joining me is Mike, the platinum perpetrator, Lopez.
Okay.
You committed those platinums.
Okay, perpetrating those platinums.
Like, well, what does this mean? All right.
It means that you did it. You're the perp.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes it sound like it's
guilty
a bad thing,
guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged.
All right.
And David Beach Bum Tate.
Hey, that's me. My bum is at the beach. And I'm having a good time. I have not reached my final tanness. If you're watching the Twitch archive, I'm just mildly tan at the moment,
but mildly.
I have like another week and a half to go. So
unacceptable, David. I need you at peak tanness
peak
for this
tanness.
Stream.
I'll work on it by the end of next week.
Okay,
and thank you for that introduction, Adam. Birthday boy Redding. I think I've used that one before, but it's your birthday week, so
it is apt.
It is apt. You can use it exactly once a year.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I took the whole week off of work. I don't know why I have never done that before. It's glorious.
Well,
it's pretty good.
Before that would have been a nightmare when you came back.
Yeah, that's true.
Gotcha.
The whole time I'd be stressed and worried about, like, oh, when I get back, it's just gonna be a mountain, an extra week's worth of work waiting there for me.
Yep.
But not anymore. Now it's good.
With the new team, it's not as much that way. So good stuff. So
nice.
All right, the Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover.
Nice. Easy for you to say.
Sleepover podcast comes to you every fortnight.
Are we a scatting podcast
coming to the
now?
Table. I think so.
Skibbity bop.
You should. Skibbity bop bop. The Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover podcast comes to you every fortnight, with each of us coming to the table to discuss one burning topic
tonight.
From the world of gaming. Yeah, so it's
you have some birthday drinks tonight, or
no, I think I'm too relaxed. I've just been lounging around.
We're really relaxed.
We're having a Batman marathon at my house right now. So
Been
watching. We watched Batman Begins earlier, and then halfway through The Dark Knight right now, I had to pause and come podcast a bit.
Yeah, sure.
I'm wearing a Batman shirt just to celebrate that very fact. So even though I didn't know beforehand.
So yeah, we're gonna try to squeeze in The Dark Knight Rises tonight too. We'll see.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, you should try this vacation thing, Mike. It's next level. It's really good.
It's pretty good. You get paid while you're not at work.
Yeah.
I
don't do that part because I'm freelance, but I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah, Joe said, happy birthday, Vanilla Destiny.
Oh, your old dancing name.
Yeah.
Man, that's a throwback.
Yeah, back in my dance crew days, you know, when I was serving people left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Left, right, and center, really.
It's a loosey-goosey intro, huh?
So loosey-goosey. We should probably move on to what we're playing at, right?
Yeah, what have we been playing? What have you gentlemen been playing at?
Well, I'll go first now that my internet is starting to act really weird and janky so that you guys cannot hear anything that I'm saying. I have pretty much only been playing Minecraft since I've been out of town.
Oh, my.
I actually started a little realm with some friends, and some of them frequent our SBFEGS Discord. So I've been playing on Switch, but we have people playing on Windows 10. We have people playing on Xbox One. It's just a fun time. Like, up to 10 people can play at once, and I've only seen 2 people on at the moment, but it's just fun, like, starting a world and like hopping on every like day or so and seeing what's been added. And like, I've been going to town collecting animals for our farm, so right now I have chickens and pigs and cows and sheep.
Oh my.
And me and my friend Mo are going to try to make a sheep for every color of the rainbow. So we'll see how that goes.
Is it like breeding chocobo?
Not quite. No,
you
in
have
this
to
case,
battle them and race them and things like that.
I wish,
and
man,
you
that
can
sounds
get the golden
awesome.
Sheep.
No, in this case, you just collect sheep that have white fur and then you dye them. like red, blue, green. So we're going to, that's going to take some time. But I feel like it's a noble goal. And also, I'm converting my, I had a wooden house and now I'm converting it to a brick house. But you have to find lots of clay for that. And it's just, it's a whole thing. So,
yeah.
So yeah, that's what I've been up to. That's all I've been playing at on this vacation so far.
Not bad.
So, yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Mike?
I was playing Sekiro. I know it's not something to talk about very much.
Mm. Well, what are some of the details of those play sessions, Mike?
Please, for the love of God.
I beat Sekiro again. So two full playthroughs, super good time.
Nice.
My goodness. So next on my list is Sekiro. I'm playing it again. I'm about quarter of the way through.
Are you getting that plat?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the platinum this run. This is my last run to get the platinum.
Oh, yeah. And you have to beat the whole thing again?
I don't have to beat it, but I do have to get to the end. Oh, okay, that sounds weird, but
yeah.
No, that's how when I platinumed Horizon, I had to do the same thing. I got, you know, I had to at least initiate the final boss battle.
Right.
So then later when I went back to play the DLC, I then had to fight through the final boss again to get back into the open world. So that was very silly.
Oh, but, my goodness.
I've also been playing
Sounds fun. Absolver. Sounds really fun.
It is. It's a super good game and it's super good time. I've also been playing Absolver, which is a game I haven't played in like 2 years.
There was a
free DLC pack that came out called Downfall, and I realized like a couple nights ago I never actually got back in and played that. So messed around with that. It's kind of a cool co-op mode. Not that anyone I know is playing that game, but there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I know, it's been a couple years.
Did they finish it? Wait, did they? I just remembered what game that is. It's like the animals fighting each other. Game, is that right? No.
What
game am I thinking of?
This is like crazy, like martial arts game.
It's a martial arts, but it's an adventure.
Yeah, Devolver
game.
Digital. No, it's basically just martial arts. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
That's
what
basically
I'm
it. There's not much else to that game.
Ignore me. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
But it's a cool game. If anyone wants to play it for like the next week that I'm actually going to play it, feel free to let me know and we'll co-op it. And then I'm playing Abduction, which has been on my list forever now.
That the Mist?
And man, that's really cool. It's a really cool game. I like how much like Mist it is, like where it has like even the first person you find is like behind this like vault door with a little glass window in it, and it's like full FMV like cutout. It's so good. I'm loving that game. I have no idea how far into it I am, but I'm playing a lot of it.
Gosh, I probably beat it in about 12 hours or so.
Okay.
I would guess.
Oh, so it's kind of short.
I guess it depends on how much you get stuck.
I hit a couple of points already where it was like, oh yeah, so you have to just basically understand this numerical language that's on a base 3 thing. I was like, okay, cool, math stuff. I'm good at this.
Cool, let's Google that one.
It was funny. I looked up that puzzle because I was like, just to get kind of the initial like concept for it. And I was like, okay, I have to now that I know it's base 4 or whatever it was.
Right, yeah.
Now I have to Google what the heck that is. So I was like 2 steps removed from figuring that one out. So
certain parts of the game are really hard and nerdy, but overall I really like it. It's a cool game.
Yeah.
Just totally check it out.
Certain parts are hard and nerdy.
What?
You know, that's how I do. Hippity hop, street cred, and that's what comes to mind.
Yep. I should have known that one, but I didn't.
Adam, what are you playing?
So I've had the week off, as you guys may have heard.
Mm. Oh yeah,
been on vacation, so I've been playing a whole lot of video games, and I've been very, very, very happy about it. So first off, jumped into a bunch of VR games that I've had sitting around that I haven't been playing, which like Thumper.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a fantastic game.
Super cool game.
I managed to beat level 3. So that is
Man,
that game's difficulty ramps up so crazy. Like the first few like stages you're like, "Oh, this isn't so bad." And then by the end of level 1, you're like, "Dang, I'm doing some crazy stuff." Level 2, way harder. But by the end of that, you're like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that." And like people watching you will be like, "How are you even doing that?" But like when you're inside the VR, it's a little easier to see what's coming. Like you have depth perception. So,
it's a little easier to tell because when you're just kind of watching the screen, watching someone else play, it looks like pure madness.
Yeah, it does.
So playing some Thumper, cracked open Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nice.
Astrobot it's a delight, I will say. I highly recommend it if you're a fan of like Mario 64 style games. The controls are very tight, very good. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of secrets, you know, each level's packed with secrets and stuff. And there's secret bonus levels there's secrets in the levels that unlock bonus levels. So, boss fights are really cool so far. So yeah, we're loving that one. Highly recommend. Nice. Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Very cool.
If you have the VR Lion or Bout. Also finished the Spider-Man DLC 3.
Nice. Yeah.
I had just barely started it. And I think I played maybe just a few minutes of it, like the opening part of DLC 3. And then I didn't touch it for like 2 months.
Oh, so, wow.
I finally got back to it and finished that off. And was able to clear off, you know, 50, 60 gigs of Spider-Man off of my hard drive, finally.
Nice. Finally. Ugh. Yeah. Get that game out of there. Gosh.
Yeah. No, it was one of those things, like, I was always out of space because I had Red Dead and Spider-Man Spider-Man installed on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything was just like trying to squeeze in around that. And I had to like delete a bunch of the other stuff. And I was constantly out of space. And everyone was like, just delete Spider-Man. I'm like, no, I refuse it. I got to beat that DLC.
That's
so
amazing.
It was kind of a big deal.
Oh, man.
Also finished The Gardens Between.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is that kind of time-bending puzzle game. Where you walk around the circular kind of islands and, oh man.
I don't know anything about this game.
Such a pretty game, made by the Voxel Agents, Australian indie studio. Good times. That's a really cool game. If you like puzzles with, you know, that have kind of a unique game mechanic to them, forwarding and reversing time. And it's not terribly difficult. It's just like, I don't know, just really fun.
It's a cool game. And, it just recently released, I think, for iOS.
Oh yeah, probably yeah. So, I guess I finished that one. So probably I have to give that a burrito score.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You better do that or else.
I'm gonna say I give it a solid 4 out of 5 burritos.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Not bad. It was very good. It's not terribly long, and I kind of the story there is just kind of this nice. I feel like it kind of telegraphs itself, like what's coming
mm-hmm.
from the very beginning. But you know, it was just kind of relaxing, nice, soothing. my son was watching with me at the end. He was like, "Oh, that was sad." he was just like, "I don't like that."
Oh, no, bad emotion.
He doesn't like sad things. Yeah,
me neither. So, I hate them. How does your son feel about Pixar movies? Because I can't watch them anymore.
Oh, he loves Pixar movies, he agrees that they are sad almost mm-hmm. every time.
Every time. Every time.
Yeah. So, and then finally, played a whole lot of Dreams.
Oh, so, okay, yeah. Nice.
I didn't even mean to. Like, I was meaning to play some Days Gone this week and to dive into Rick and Morty VR. And
I didn't even mean to is probably the best way to, like, play a game.
We cracked open and installed Shadow of the Colossus remake. So we had a lot on the docket. But
yeah, sure.
Then time after time, keep finding myself tinkering with my level. The island.
Ooh,
so
ominous.
Yeah, it's very, very, very fancy. So
yeah,
it's a big fat island, and I'm using a first person character model. So it's you kind of explore around, and I've got some secrets in there now.
Ooh,
and some
secrets.
Working on some logic for some moving platforms and stuff. It's a good time. It's a good time.
That's really cool.
Okay.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll post about it soon. I'll share it. Don't you worry. It'll be good.
I'm
It'll
not
good.
Worried.
You looked worried, Dan.
Yeah.
So, I'm so sorry.
All right. But yeah, that about wraps it up. I know that was a lot of stuff, but I've been playing it quite a bit. Also watched Aquaman the other day.
Oh, the movie.
And that
yeah,
was
yeah, yeah.
yeah. Man, that was a good time. I quite enjoyed Aquaman, even though it has a few kind of cringy lines.
It has a bunch of cringy lines, but it's still a fun movie, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
And I was very delighted to see that movie has a giant enemy crab in it.
Yes, it does.
I was so pleased by that.
My favorite, I don't think this is very spoilery, but... you know, I guess plug your ears for like 5 seconds if you're worried
Who
about
cares
Aquaman
about
spoilers.
Aquaman spoilers? Seriously.
I found it kind of laughable after about halfway through the movie about how many times people were having one-on-one conversations that were interrupted by some like a wall exploding behind them.
Yes. My son pointed that out. We're sitting there watching it like, man, it seems like every time they're talking, something blows up. It's almost like the writer, I think it was the director who wrote the movie too,
uh-huh.
But he's like, oh, I'm tired of writing this dialogue. Explosion.
Oh man, how do we get out of this scene? Oh,
how do we get out of this?
Oh my goodness.
But
oh,
yeah, it's a good amazing. Time. I enjoyed it. I've actually really liked all of the solo DC movies. Shazam, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Man of Steel. I just don't like their team up ones so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, you know,
that's
actually
much.
Not a bad point.
I don't love Man of Steel, but I agree about the other ones. So
I like the first three-fourths of Man of Steel.
I just like the whole time I was watching Aquaman, I was like, man, I wish they would just put out Man of Steel, put Aquaman, Wonder Woman out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was it? Oh, Shazam even. I don't know if that would kind of fit into Justice League, the movie. But man, they could have done all that and built to something really cool.
Yeah, instead of doing the other way around for some reason.
Yeah. Like, no, we're doing our team up first while nobody cares.
Yeah. Exactly.
So anyway, I digress. All the comic book nerds are out there just fuming right now. So I'm
shaking their fists.
Shaking their fists at us. All right. So it is time for the news.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Head on over to reddit.com/r/sbfvgs where you can submit news stories to be talked about on the show.
Yeah.
Look at that.
There's a lot of news. The day we're recording this episode, there was just
freaking news today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're recording on the 6th and we're just before E3 really kicks off, but this will come out kind of in the throes or just, you know, after the press conferences before the show floor kind of a thing. But yeah, super excited about some of this stuff. So later we'll talk more Stadia, but that is
little
out.
Teaser
but,
of our topic for the night.
Yeah,
or for the episode.
There was some Google Stadia pricing leaks that kind of came out ahead of their little conference. So that's
there
kind
have
of
been a lot of leaks. There was there were Destiny leaks before the Destiny expansion came out. There were there was a leak about the new Star Wars game from Respawn. Like, there's just been leak after leak today. It's crazy. Everyone's gotten all leaky. It's kind of weird. They might want to go to the doctor.
So this came out a few days ago, but the Mega Drive mini games list.
Oh, yeah.
Mini games. Mega Drive mini games list has all 42 titles released at this point. What are your thoughts, David? I know you're excited, like a very excited man.
It's a very good list. The only thing, there's only one game that I was hoping would be on the list and was left out. Actually, it's kind of two games, but technically it's really only one. It's just, it was the first game that had DLC. I really wanted Sonic 3 and Knuckles to be on that list too, because Sonic 3, infamously, was not finished. And that's where the Knuckles expansion cart came in and they added levels to it with that. So yeah, I would just love Sonic 3 to be on there. But the thing is, it'll probably be hackable and I can just add stuff to it.
Oh, yeah.
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 Easy peasy.
I mean, it's got Earthworm Jim. It's got Shinobi 3. Sonic Spinball. Look out.
Yes, no, got, I actually loved Sonic Spinball. I mean, you're going to...
Yeah.
I loved Genesis. Like, I was one of those rare people that had both Genesis and Super Nintendo.
Did you have the Tower of Power?
I don't know what that means. What do you mean by that?
The Sega CD, Sega Genesis, and 32X? No,
I had the...
stack them all up on top
I
of
definitely
each other.
Had that.
I didn't have that. I did buy the 32X later and then immediately regret it because all of the games were terrible. But you know, it's whatever. Yeah. What can you do?
Yeah. So I'm excited about Streets of Rage being on there. Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah, Road Rash 2 is on there. Gosh, there's a ton of great games from that era.
Yeah.
So, of course, the most incredible one, Vector Man.
I mean, we all know. Yeah, that's the best game of all time, of course. That game has aged phenomenally.
I forgot that they ported Virtua Fighter 2.
Oh, man. People aren't super happy about that one, actually.
Not a good port.
Yeah, not a very good port.
No, it looked really bad. The Saturn version was fine, but yeah, the Genesis, not as great.
Oh, well, what can you do?
So a lot of cool stuff coming there for the Genesis fans. That's pretty sweet. This one's kind of sad. This is kind of the aftermath of the crazy Telltale Games stuff that went on last year and earlier this year. But yeah, Minecraft Story Mode is being delisted, and it's being removed by the end of this month.
I mean...
So it won't be on digital storefronts anymore.
Did people like that game, though?
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think other Telltale games are being delisted, if not on that same time frame, then pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, kind of unfortunate, right? Like, some of those games are really good, and you just won't be able to buy them anymore.
Yeah. Did The Wolf Among Us, is that one still around?
It's going to be gone. That's one of the ones that's going to get delisted here in the not-too-distant future, I think.
Wow. That stinks.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yep.
I'm still bummed that we're not getting another season of that.
Yeah.
I'm bummed that we got teased another season and then the rug pulled out.
Right.
Yeah. That was hard to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What are you going to do? This is sad news. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Let's talk about something happy.
Let's talk happy stuff. Okay, so Death Stranding coming out November 8th.
Oh, yes.
What do you guys think of this?
I don't know what to think. What in the world is the game about?
I am so on board for this game. Like when we didn't know anything about it, when we were just seeing Norman Reedus wandering around with ladders, you know, I was like, I don't know. Am I interested in this game? I don't know if I'm interested in this game. But after that crazy trailer, it looks scary. It looks like there's actually ladders for some reason.
Yeah,
and his name is like Bridgman or something. What is his? Is his name like?
There's a
John Bridgman.
There's a lot of weird names. Yeah,
but then there's Die Hardman.
Die Hardman is the most BA name I've ever heard in my whole life.
I love it so much. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Kojima's just nuts, and I love the craziness. I love the craziness that pours out of his brain.
Did you guys see this? I think it was an article with him where he talked about because he was like, okay, cool. What is it though?
What is it though?
It's a new genre of game that I've invented called Strand. It's a Strand game. That's the genre.
What does this mean?
it's a stranding game.
It's like when Peter Molyneux says stuff, but people love it instead.
Molyneux. I believe that is the proper pronunciation.
Our Discord went crazy over Death Stranding, so I think people are pretty excited about
it. It's gonna be a cool game, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said it's not a stealth game, even though there are probably some stealth sections. They showed that in the trailer, like hiding in the grass a little bit.
I can't wait to dive into the spooky, like paranormal stuff in the game. It looks so fun. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks cool. And then, of course, short on the heels of that release date dropping, Jason Schreier of Kotaku claimed that The Last of Us Part II's release date originally was in the fall, but has now been pushed back to early 2020. What are you guys' thoughts and feelings?
I'm still totally cool with that.
I thought that's when it was coming out anyway.
Yeah, I really would have been shocked if Last of Us 2 came out in 2019, honestly.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
I mean, I of course hoped. I think I probably have said on the podcast, I hope it comes out in 2019.
Yeah, I just want to play it. Right? Come out whenever it wants to, but like the sooner the better. Yeah. I wasn't expecting it this year. So
I want it to come out when it's ready. Like it. That's when I want it. So guys, give them time. Let them make a good thing. Yeah. You know, it's all right. We can wait one more. 6 months. What? Six more months. You know, that's how you measure time, right?
This is another sad one. Then I'll end with a happy one.
Okay.
Okay. So, PS3, Uncharted 1, 2, and 3, and Last of Us multiplayer is going offline. This is an end of an era.
I didn't know they were still online.
I didn't either, but. you know. It's September 3rd, so you still have some time if you want to dive back in and have some nostalgia there.
I guess there is some nostalgia, like,
oh, we had great times. Uncharted 2
and Uncharted 3 multiplayer sessions. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I
have some serious nostalgia.
That's how I got to know a friend of the show, Ashley, by playing Uncharted 2 with her over and over again. So
yeah, it was the first time I met her too. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So
good times.
Yeah, I guess there's some, it's a bummer, like, you won't be able to go back in 10 years and try it out, but right now, I have no desire to go back and try it. So it's like one of those, like, it's a shame it's not being preserved, but, like, right now, I don't care. So, like...
Yeah, but you can hop into Uncharted 4 multiplayer still and have a good time.
But it's not the same.
It's pretty similar. I mean, except you got grappling hooks now, so it's even better.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. So this one's happy. Pokemon Sword and Shield's releasing November 15th worldwide.
Yes.
So, and that's on the Switch. So
it looks so good. Did you guys watch the trailer?
No, yeah, it looks awesome.
Did you guys see the dog with the sword in its mouth? I love it. It sounds like I'm being ironic, but I'm really not. I'm really excited about the dog with the sword in its mouth.
Is that his name?
I don't know what his name is. It's a really crazy name.
His Poachy Man name.
He's got a very strange name, and I won't remember it probably.
And Pokemon and Link's Awakening will also be playable at E3.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, good times for people on the show floor listening to this very podcast as you're walking around. There you go.
Yeah, go ahead and spread the word while you're at E3. Tell them about SPF EGS, your favorite podcast.
Yeah,
I will say I didn't see the Poachy Man trailer. And I don't
think that's how you say it.
I mean, it's Poachy Japanese, Man. So I mean.
Is Poachy Man a big fan of poached eggs, or is he a hunter, like a poacher,
like
a
illegal? He's loves Poachy Man. He loves rare poacher. Game. I didn't see the trailer, and I probably won't go see it. But like, you know, my daughter's getting to the age. She's 8 now, so she's getting to the age where she's starting to like things like Pokemon, and one day she'll have a Switch or a Game Boy or something like that, and then I'll probably actually play one of those games. And who knows? At that point, I might share. I'm like, hey, have you guys heard of this Poachy Man thing? It's pretty cool.
Poachy Man. Pretty cool.
Oh, that, I guess that's another thing I've been playing. Still playing the Pokemon Go.
It's kind of fun. Really?
It's because my wife, she'll pull out her phone and she'll be like, oh my gosh, there's a something or other.
There's a thing in the guy.
There's a thingy thing here, and you got to get it. Like, okay, I'll get it. You know, it's kind of a fun thing I can do with my wife and my son, who are both playing all the time. So I'll just hop in with them. We'll take down a gym or something.
Yeah.
Or like, I'll catch a rare Pokey. You know.
Yeah.
We call them Mons around here because we're kind of cool.
Really cool like that.
We're like, yeah, just bagging some Mons. What are you guys up to? You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, that wraps up the news. Mike.
Yeah.
It is time for Mike Struggles to read the tweets.
The tweets. Okay, let me get my old iPad out here.
Some sweet tweets.
We got a lot of not gaming related tweets this time.
Yeah, we
around.
Did. They but just want to ask cool us questions about ourselves.
Yeah, don't feel bad about that. That's super cool.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
Let's
to
get
talk.
Crazy, guys.
I love talking about myself. I'm on a podcast, after all.
So Joseph Grimm wrote in and said, and he let us know right up front, it's not game related. He said, with the three of you needing corrective lenses, have any of you ever considered LASIK? I've been thinking about it a lot, and since you are the three smartest people I know, good call.
Wow.
I thought I would start here. Who needs doctor's life advice from a podcast? Or, I'm sorry, this is all broken up now. This is my struggle. Who needs doctor's life advice? I'm going to guess when you could get it from a podcast. What could go wrong? Mm-hmm. Anyway, yes, you've come to the right place.
Yeah.
This is a new section on the show. I like to call SBF VGS unsanctioned medical advice.
We are not doctors. Yeah. None of us are even doctors, pretending to be doctors.
You can't sue me, but you can trust everything I say. I feel
like well, I don't know about legally. I don't think you should say that.
No, you know what? Actually, I haven't really considered LASIK, not seriously ever. I waited a super long time to get glasses. I got glasses when I was like 25.
Wow.
And after I got them, I realized I had needed them like my whole life, which was pretty crazy. I just kind of thought the whole world was a little fuzzy. It was just me. But now I've had them for so long that whenever I catch myself like in a mirror or like in a picture, I'm not wearing them. I feel like I look weird without them.
Yeah, oh. That always happens. Yeah, that happens. So now it's taken me a while to readjust to like Brandon at work after he got it done.
Yeah, he got some like cool, yeah, I'm cool like, LASIK stuff.
What? Who's this dude?
That's so funny. You know? Yeah, I will say my vision is very bad, like to the point where if you look closely enough, you can see that like my eyes are actually smaller.
Oh, a little closer.
Like here, ooh, you can see that my eyes get a little smaller when I put my glasses on.
Oh, yeah. Look at
so
that.
I've considered LASIK because I want people to get, you know, nice looks at my peepers.
And so, for effect.
Yeah. So in order to do that, I need to decrease my, you know, my vision impairment a little
so
bit.
So what does that mean? Because, you know, there's some glasses that make your eyes look bigger.
That's
like, so
that
what
would
is
be
that?
if you're farsighted.
Farsighted. Oh. Yeah.
It's all about the way it's reshaped. Like, basically what your lenses are doing are placing the focal point onto the back of my eye, and my focal point's just so out of whack that my glasses need to be really thick.
Okay.
Yeah. So LASIK probably wouldn't fully fix my vision, but it would make my prescription a lot less.
So here's my take on LASIK.
Okay.
There I was, nine years old. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, I don't sure. know. I think so. I mean, it's your story time.
Yeah, I was 9 years old, and I watching Die Hard 2. Mm-hmm. Now I realize I was probably too young to watch this rated R film.
We were all too young in the 90s to watch the movies we were watching.
But yeah, for whatever reason, my dad loved action movies, and he was like, you know what? You're old enough. Wow. It's time to watch Die Hard.
That's amazing.
So anyway, so there I was watching Die Hard 2, and there's a scene in that movie where they're Bruce Willis doing God's work, right? He's fighting the bad guys.
Right. He did that a lot in the 90s. It was great.
Yeah. And he's fighting, and he's like, it's getting desperate. He's like fighting this dude outside of a cabin, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he pulls an icicle off the bottom of like a window heater or something like that. Something that's sticking out from the side of the house.
Sure.
Pulls an icicle off there, jams it into the bad guy's eyeball.
Yeah.
And right, you know, into his brain to kill him. So, you know, naturally that kind of thing happened a lot in the 80s and 90s in action movies. But seeing that at that time gave me like this terrible phobia of things going into my eyeball. And so like, there's just no chance. And it has followed me to this day.
It turns out Adam doesn't need corrective lenses at all. These are protection.
These are protective goggles for my eyeballs. Because like I would walk around. And I would be like holding a pair of scissors or like a sharpened pencil. And I'd be like, my brain would be insanely thinking all the outlandish ways this could go wrong. And this thing could end up in my eyeball. Yeah. Needless to say, I got to wear these glasses. When I realized it kind of late in life, like Mike, that I needed corrective lenses, I was kind of like, all right, well, I guess I'll get them. And I really needed them for a while by the time I got them. And now at this point I'm like, man, this has saved so much debris from going into my eyes at this point. Let alone the thought of sitting there staring at a dot while lasers cut my eyeball. I'm like, there's just no way. There's just no way at all that I could do it.
I just am not afraid at all of lasers, but I'm always a tough guy.
I'm not afraid of guy. Where were you when G.I. Joe needed you?
I live in freaking New York over here. I'm not afraid of nothing.
I'm not afraid of the lasers.
No lasers can scare me. I don't know. Anyway, do we have any more questions?
yeah, that was just the first one.
Let's talk about lasers, Mike. What do you think about?
Lasers were so hot in the 80s.
They really were.
You weren't allowed to use bullets on kids' cartoons in the 80s for you kids who don't know. So everything was lasers.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I grew up on lasers. I loved how in G.I. Joe, there'd be a battlefield and lasers going everywhere. But
that's
no one
true.
Actually gets
everywhere.
Shot. No one
time.
Ever gets really like, shot
not
by
only
that.
Can you not show any bullets, but you also can't show them getting hit by a laser.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's lasers going everywhere, and you can see like a tank blow up. That's fine, but there can't be the guy has to bail out of the top of it.
Yeah,
before
he's got
it
a parachute
does.
Out of his tank,
or out of the plane, or whatever, and then before the laser strikes it. So
I love it.
It's
so
the greatest
much.
World War where nobody ever died.
Cartoons were so great in the 80s.
This is a movie and TV heavy episode.
Yeah, this is great. This is so fun.
NTFTT Pod wrote in and said, if you had all the money in the world, what would you, and you guys can help us out with that. We have a Patreon. What would you like to give one track?
Feel free to give us all the money in the world.
For his birthday
once you guys give
week.
Us all the money, then we will have all the money.
Oh, man,
we
can solve so many problems if you guys give us all
the
money.
I mean, we already have a platform for it. Yeah, this is great.
It's true. It's great.
So if you had all this money in the world, what would you give One Track Punk for his birthday this week?
So I would give him the so there is a at the new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge theme park in Disneyland. There's a droid shop, and in that droid shop you can buy a $25,000 replica of R2-D2.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, but you can. And so that's what I would buy. That's what I would buy him. The $25,000 R2-D2 from
Big
Galaxy's
Star Wars
Edge.
Fan.
I don't. Yeah. I'm assuming who isn't these days, you know.
Well, yeah.
So,
and I think my answer is I would have donated, you know, $5,000 to $50,000 to Arnold Schwarzenegger's pet rescue charity.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So that One Track Punk could go and smoke cigars and drink whiskey
there
with Arnold himself.
Man, but there's only a chance. You don't definitely get to meet him. There's just
you
a
don't
chance.
Definitely get to go. But if you keep donating $5,000, you get 50,000 entries for each $5,000. So
I see.
You know, you do that enough times.
You just
times,
buy all of
pretty
them,
much.
Basically.
You get all the slots. So that would have been it.
Yeah. If memory serves, he's a bit of an artist, right? Maybe like a fancy Cintiq tablet for his PC.
Ooh, that's pretty fancy. Yeah. That's kind of cheap, though. I mean, that's like a couple $100.
No, you get the $600. Nice Cintiq, like over $1,000.
Really?
Yeah,
for a
he's
nice
got
one?
All the money in the world.
How the money nice the world. Are we talking here?
They're like really nice, like 32 inches.
Okay.
Right. They're pretty cool.
I see. Okay.
I want to point out, I wanted to get him something that was like worth $25,000.
Okay, so it's like almost twice as much. I mean,
almost.
I didn't all over your present when you denounced it, but it's fine. You know, I'll get him nothing. Man. Teach a man to fish, I say.
Whoa.
Josh Bailey wrote in and said, what is one game you missed that you wish could go back in time and play a release in order to be part of the conversation?
Man. Oh, I have a lot of these.
This could be a game you played long after release or a game that's still in your backlog.
So I did not own a PlayStation 1 until near the end of its life cycle. Because I bought
it
an N64. And
it was shameful, David. And I told you every day.
Yeah, you did. You tried to shame me every day in school, Adam, and I will never forgive you for that. No, we rented it a couple times when it first came out, and I was like, you know what? I like the N64 better, so I just stuck with that for a while. But then games like Metal Gear Solid started coming out, and Final Fantasy VII started coming out, and these games were like, everyone was talking about them at school, like just everyone. And so eventually I caved and I bought a PlayStation 1 and, you know, played Metal Gear Solid way after everyone else, and Final Fantasy VII way after everyone else. And so like, yeah, like I already knew the big spoilers in Final Fantasy VII, you know, like I don't want to spoil them now because we're getting close to more information about the Final Fantasy VII remake. And I don't want to like,
oh gosh,
I don't know. I'm starting to feel like we shouldn't spoil that game anymore because it's like stuff is happening. So
who knows? Who knows what spoilers might carry over?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, yeah, I kind of just missed. I it was only by a couple years, but it was enough for me to feel like I was way behind everyone else.
Yeah, I think I would say that since I didn't have a Super NES.
Oh, gosh, you missed everything.
Mm-hmm. There's so much stuff on that console. A lot of the stuff was multi-platform. So like some of my favorite games of that generation, I still played on Genesis. But I think Super Mario World is one that I played way, way later.
Oh, man. Metroid, Super Metroid.
Yeah, Super Metroid I played decades later. Chrono Trigger is one that I don't know if I can. Mike, I know you love it, and
I do.
And it's a great game. I played it; it's very charming. But I don't know.
Careful,
if I can,
careful what you say next.
I don't know if I can finish the game because I just keep losing interest because it's
don't
not
know how
part
it's
of
possible.
The zeitgeist. Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, would it help if I played
very,
it with you?
It's a very charming. Yes.
Can you guys stream it to Twitch?
Because really the problem is you don't have any of that playground knowledge being passed around, and you have to Google everything, and I feel like that's cheapening it somehow.
No, I get that.
Like, I wish it was like people talking about it all the time, and then I could be like, yeah, yeah, oh, that secret or this, try this strategy. But yeah, it's all me, yeah, just like on when Google, you're at the fair,
don't pick
cool
up Marnie's necklace first. That'll get you in trouble at the trial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
you could talk about it on the playground of work times, because you guys work together. You could just talk about it.
I will play that game again if you guys want to play it. We all play it together. The little progress report as we play, it'd be fun,
and we can talk about it as if we are.
I won't,
you
be
know, we'll get you on the phone.
Yeah, be great.
I will during be our playing lunch it. I won't be playing it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. If I had to pick one, yeah, I'd probably go more modern. Bloodborne was a game I actually got super, super into like a year and a half after the Zeitgeist was over.
Yeah.
So all I wanted to do was talk about Bloodborne, and no one was like, everyone's like either not interested or they had already beaten that game like a year and a half ago, and so they didn't care anymore
and moved on with their lives. Yeah. That's like, we have a coworker who's playing it right now, and he keeps coming over to talk to Mike about it. Yeah.
He's very close. I got him hooked on getting the platinum. So
yeah, nice. It's like how Game of Thrones was up until the finale. Like everyone was talking about it everywhere, and like it was just one of those subjects you could just talk about with people. Mm-hmm. And like if you miss a game when it first comes out, if you miss a game where it first comes out, you will not get that experience with everyone else. And it's a bummer. It's so sad. Yeah. Thanks for the question. That was a good question.
Yeah. Yeah. And our very last question came from our good friend VR Ruben. He wrote
he loves VR.
Yeah, and he said, well, he has a segment named after him because he loves VR so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He loves it so much. He said, I don't have a question. I just want to remind you guys that I love you.
Aw.
Aw.
Yeah.
Ruben.
Ruben. Rube.
Rube.
Ruby.
Rubster.
Well, I'll play some VR in your honor.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. We love you too, Ruben. Thank you. That was very nice.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, thank you. And them's all the tweets.
All right. Well, let me say,
yeah,
this episode is brought to you by patreon.com/sbfvgs. Of course, you back us on there, you get all kinds of cool perks. Mm-hmm. You help us out, help us to, you know, put some food on the table. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here and there. So
put some hair on our chests.
Put some air on her chest, you know, finally.
It's about time.
It's been 36 years, guys. When's it coming?
Some Patreon bucks will do it, Mike.
Okay. I need everyone to help me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I want to feel like Burt Reynolds just once in my life.
$1 tier gets you early episode access, typically a day to 3 days ahead of the street date. $2 gets you access to our Patreon exclusive minisodes, which I think that's kind of the favorite tier of a lot of people.
Yeah. But,
you know, we'll see. $5 tier has recently changed because now we are streaming the show live on Twitch. So, you know, good times for all.
Good times for all.
But yeah, the $5 tier, we will be basically allowing you, the listener, to choose topics and submit episodes for minisodes and for main episodes.
Yeah, so we'll give you guys every fortnight. We'll start to give you guys a list of a couple different topics, and you guys will get to vote or submit your own. Or, you know, we're still figuring out the exact details of it. But if
there's like a movie that you want to hear about on a mini game movie cast, there you go. You get to pick it.
You get to pick.
You call the shots.
That's right.
That's what we're saying. It's a call the shots kind of tier.
It's the call the shots tier. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
But I'll have to make it, I'll have to somehow make it super blessed calling the shots friends tier.
That's right. Super blessed shot calling friends.
$5 shots.
Yeah.
$5 shots. I like shots, it. Shots. Shots. Shots.
Okay. So yeah, that's patreon.com/sbfvgs. Go ahead and support us there if you feel so inclined. We always appreciate your support. Yeah, so
also,
thank you very much.
If you don't have any of that money, but you do have Amazon Prime and it's connected with your Twitch, you can also head on over to our Twitch, twitch.tv/sbfvgs. Give us a little follow. And if you have that free Amazon Prime subscription, just go ahead and click that little subscribe button. That gives us $2.50, and you don't have to pay a dime. So,
yeah, there you go.
Give it a
shot. Make Amazon pay. Make them pay.
Make them pay.
There was madness in any direction.
right. It is time for the meat and potatoes topic. David.
That's me.
Good, sir. Yeah. What is your topic?
Man, so much news happened today, the day we're recording.
Yeah, for sure.
They newsed all over us.
I had so much to pick from. I actually already had a different topic picked, and then all of this news just got dumped all over us. So,
yeah, we're dripping with news.
We're just... dripping with news. We are just, yeah, anyway,
sorry, moist that just really news.
Oh, are you,
we're moist
news. I
need
to towel myself off on this topic. David, help me.
Please. Oh no, you gotta snort. Okay, anyway.
I am moist at the moment because my office is like an oven.
It's, yeah, pretty, it's warm,
very humid in here right now as well.
I'm sweating,
anyway,
like crazy.
Today's topic is about Stadia. Google Stadia. Mm. They just announced a whole bunch of new news. For example, we now know when it's coming out. We know how much it's going to cost. We know what some of the games that are going to be on it. So yeah, we're just going to talk about that and what you guys think. And do you think it even has a chance in heck of being any good at all?
Mm.
So, I mean, we can start with bullet points. We could start. Where do you guys want to start?
Well, yeah, I mean, we can hit them all the highlights, yeah, but I think just a hot take on this.
Yeah. Let's start with our hot cakes on these.
Hot cake. Sorry. Excuse me. So my hot cake on Google Stadia is that's cool for some people, and it's probably not my thing. And even though if it works great, if everyone's saying, oh, man, it works amazingly, like, I feel like the main attraction is that you're kind of getting to play 4K games, you know, 60 frames a second, you know, you're getting what you can get now on like an Xbox, one X.
No, you can't.
But
no,
a little bit
no games
souped
run
up,
60
yeah,
frames per second
up higher than that. Right. So like you're getting, or almost like a high end PC kind of rig,
very high end PC.
On your TV. And but at the same time, I don't own a 4K TV, so not enticed by that. So I don't know. At the same time, when I do get one, I will probably, I mean, I already know I have to buy a PS5. Like, I'm contractually obliged to buy one of those.
Yep. That's a shame that you already know that. Sony could just release a turd and like, oh, I have to buy it.
They really could.
Yeah, but there's going to be a God of War 2. And there's
that's
gonna
the
be,
thing. There's
yeah.
another Spider-Man, and there's another, probably whatever Naughty Dog does next. And there's so many things that I already know. Like, I would be, there's no way I'm just going to switch and not play those games, you know?
Right.
I may buy multiple consoles or multiple platforms where I play games, but I'm there's no way I'm not going to buy the Sony console.
Don't let Sony hear you. Don't let them hear you.
They already know.
No,
they already know. So, but yeah, so I don't know. Is this something you guys are excited for? Because I feel like this could be cool for some people, but $9.99 a month, right, for the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess next year there's supposed to be a free plan.
Yeah, there'll be a free plan where you'll, like, the games that you bought, you can still play them without a subscription. But that only goes up to like 1080p or something like that.
So if you want that 4K experience and you want to be able to, it sounds like they're going to be giving away, you know, free content. This is what they said, adding new content to your account every month.
Right.
So that sounds
kinda
very
like PlayStation
Xbox
Plus.
Live, PlayStation Plus. Yeah. So I can see, like, okay, if you weren't buying PlayStation Plus or Xbox Live and you were just going Stadia all the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of justify that. It's because $5 a month to kind of be the equivalent of a $60 yearly gaming subscription like that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus $5, you know, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not terrible, but it sounds like you're also still buying the games, right? You're still going to be buying
some of them, the newer ones.
Yeah.
So I'm torn. Like, it sounds like a really cool idea, and I would kill for something like Stadia right now while I'm on vacation, and I can't.
Mm.
Like, I don't have any of my consoles except for my Switch here. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On that side of things, like, it'd be fun when I was traveling, but when I'm home, like, I have a pretty good PC. I have an Xbox One X, I have a PS4 Pro, I have a Switch. Like, I don't need a fifth console right now.
Well, yeah. And I think the nice thing here is, right, you don't have to buy another console. You don't even have to use their controller if you don't want to.
Right.
So there's some pluses to it. I'm definitely more turned around on it after today's conference than I was in the past. I'm still not a day one buyer of it. Mm-hmm. I still think there's a last mile issue.
I'm curious,
we just won't know until we start using it.
For some of the folks out there, what do you mean by a last mile issue?
So you're playing on the Google servers, right? And those are super high powered servers, and Google's pumping out like crazy fast internet. But mm-hmm. Essentially when it starts to get back to your house, you mm-hmm. know, then it hits for me, you know, it's gonna be like Spectrum or something, mm-hmm. whatever I'm using at the time. And you know, how are they going to handle that connection? Because mm-hmm. I can't get a steady connection all the time anyway.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to try it. I think I will commit to trying it when it comes out. And just seeing how it performs on my home network. But that's the difference, right? If you buy a high-end gaming PC, or a console, you have like some expectation that the things you buy will function and, mm-hmm. and not be dependent on the whims of my internet provider.
But at the same time, you don't
have to spend $400 to get into Google Stadia. So that's kind of intriguing for folks that we're never going to do that anyway.
That's true.
So here's the thing for me, right? Like I think because I have a very busy schedule. Mm-hmm. I have very limited time to play games. So I find myself thinking in the back of my head always is that the first time that I buy a game on Stadia, right? The first time I sit down and with like an hour or two to play and Stadia and my internet's not working, even if it's not Google's fault at all, right? It could totally be Spectrum's fault or whoever, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But like the first time that happens, I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm going back to my console because it's right here.
Yep. Your and Switch, you just like reach away. Over and you pick up your Switch.
They can't take that away from me.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
You know?
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Like my internet goes, like in New York City, my internet goes up and down all the time. And also now that I'm thinking about it here, like you guys have buffered many times during this conversation. I'm sure on the stream, you guys have not heard me very well sometimes. So like the internet, In America in general, the internet is like very much an unstable quantity, and there's no way that it will consistently be 4K 60 frames per second all the time for me, because my internet just comes and goes as it did right now as I was talking. You guys just kind of cut out for a second. So
and that's the thing, right? Like if I did a speed test right now, I could score anywhere from like 20 megabit down to 100 megabit down. Like I will never know till the moment I run the test. And it's an unfortunate aspect of just the place I happen to live. Not every place is going to have that problem, you know, especially you live in more of a,
like,
you know,
Korea, I'm sure New York, South Korea. Better. I hear South Korea's internet is amazing. Just saying.
Yeah. And Japan, same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Josh is in the chat and he says, David is buffering while talking about buffering internet. So, I mean, yeah. This country is huge. We have a ton of land mass and a lot of very old
pipes,
infrastructure that needs to be upgraded, you know, mm-hmm. before I would feel super comfortable buying a $60 game in Stadia, you know? I don't know. Yeah, that's just fair. Me. I'm very old fashioned that way.
I get it. In you know, here's one of the things I'll say is I ran a similar kind of argument when digital copies of movies started becoming like a thing, mm-hmm. and digital copies were available and I was still buying on disc because, you know, this who knows this movie streaming thing's gonna go anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Now I want everything streamed movie wise. I don't want to mm-hmm. have to get up and put a disc in or look through my disc mm-hmm. or try to track down where my kid left the disc at. So I want all my movies streaming, and now it's so convenient that I love it. And I like to think in the future I'll think that same way about my games. I think the hard part of this also is kind of Google's history on their services.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. A lot of people will argue, you know, this idea that if Google decides to stop doing this one day, you lose your whole library. And that's the truth with any of these providers. I buy a lot of Sony mm-hmm. digital games. I buy a lot of games on Steam. If any of those providers, you know, go under or stop providing their games, like, yeah, I'm in the same boat. But for a lot of those other folks, that's their meat and potatoes business. Like,
yeah,
Valve ain't giving up on Steam anytime soon just because it's not making enough money. Like,
Valve doesn't make any games anymore, so how else will they survive if they don't have Steam?
Steam makes so much money that they don't have to make games.
So it's that weird conundrum, right, where I almost don't know how to feel about it, because Google is one of the only companies that's big enough and wealthy enough to pull something like this off and have it be successful. But they're also a company that's so large and so wealthy that 3 years down the road they could say, yeah, we're making, you know, $1 billion, but it's not $5 billion, so we're going to cancel the service now.
Sure, they could do that.
You know, it's a lot of these companies that look at things and they say, well, here's what it costs us to run it, and we're making a profit, but the profit's only this much, and for a business our size, that's just not good enough. And so Google's Google's had a long history of just cutting services loose that people were using and loving.
Google Fiber. Rest in peace, Google Fiber, which they were rolling out. They actually stopped. They were started rolling it out to Nashville and then stopped mid rollout.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. So, but I do want to point out in our Discord earlier today, our buddy Cam made a point saying that a $1,200 PC, which that's easily what I paid for my PC, if not more. Yeah. But a $1,200 PC would be 10 years of Stadia Pro. So, you know, like, you can buy a PC that might be able to get you 4K 60 frames per second, or you can get 12 years of Stadia Pro that will be upgrading its graphics cards every year and always be the cutting edge of graphics. So, if it's still around, though.
It's one of those things. Right. Like, if it works the way they say it'll work, then it's an amazing value. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just one of the things that I think I need to wait and see how it actually works when it comes out. And then, you know, maybe when a game comes out that's not $60, that I'm willing to spend like $20 to $30, pay for a month of subscription, buy that game,
see
what it's like, see if I can enjoy that experience. So I think I'm still hesitant, but I'm far more interested than I was, you know, 2 months ago, where I was just like, yep, I can't be bothered to remember the name of the service. Like, I'm
I
so
know
uninterested.
Why you're interested, Mike. I figured it
why
out.
Is that? Why is that?
They announced that their launch game is Destiny 2.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. That's why. That's why you're so excited about this.
I saw that. Yeah. Here's a crazy thing, though. I don't know. I'm not saying they passed a bunch of money back and forth, but it's pretty wild that they got everyone to agree to do it, to transfer save files, even from PlayStation. You can transfer your save file and take your progress over to Google Stadia. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, that was announced.
I think
that was announced the day before that came. That whole thing happened a day before they announced Destiny coming to Stadia,
totally,
which is
crazy
to me.
Now, some of the other stuff that happened during that that conference that we can dive into real quick is they made some cool game announcements. I think at least for me, top among them was Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
We haven't had a Baldur's Gate in like 20 years.
I think it was like PS2 was the last one. PS2
era. And even that, I think, was an offshoot. The last like actual Baldur's Gate, like one, Baldur's Gate 2, like main series, came out for PC in, I think, 2000. And then there's been like spin-off Baldur's Gate, like branded games, but they're mostly bad. So this is like the first proper Baldur's Gate game in like 19, 20 years. Or whenever it comes out, I guess.
Wow.
I know old Ryan amazing. Reed's going to be jazzed.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this game. And
so
what's really cool is it's being developed by Larian Studios, I think. The
people that made Divinity Original Sin 2.
Divinity Original Sin, which are great games. And if you watch the video, it's really, really funny where they have the studio director who mentioned, like, he went to Dungeons and Dragons and was like, I want to make Baldur's Gate. And they're like, nah, we're cool. And then he's made some games since then, you know, among them the Divinity games, which, you know, are revitalizing that entire genre of game. And now Dungeons and Dragons is coming to their studio and saying, hey, you guys still interested in making Baldur's Gate?
Whoa. Yeah. Nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
That's really exciting. Yeah. So, I think they massively expanded their studio to begin development on that game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we didn't talk about the Stadia Founders Edition yet, which is
that's true, we didn't.
The $129 bundle, right, that comes with the limited edition controller, Google Chromecast Ultra, 3 months of the pro subscription and mm-hmm. Destiny 2 with all the past and future DLC and the annual pass and everything.
Right.
And so that's actually a super good value if you think about
3 months, you get to give somebody else 3 months as well.
Yeah, you get the buddy pass or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a super good value if you think about it. Like the Chromecast Ultra by itself is $69.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. By the way, so, nice.
All right. So, yeah, so you have, I mean, that $70 there, right? Plus, you know, the extra $60.
Right.
You know, everyone would have gladly paid that just for Destiny 2, you mm-hmm. know. But oh, you yeah, also get the true. Controller.
It's true.
And the pro subscription for 3 months. So that's a pretty and solid bundle.
It's the only way to play Google Stadia in the year 2019. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, at least that's what Jason Schreier. How yeah. do you say his name? Schreier.
Yeah.
That's what he reported.
Yeah,
anyway.
Over Kotaku. I'm not 100% positive on that one. I think you'll have to have the pro subscription.
But he said you have to buy the yeah. 129.
I have to go back and watch the video. I don't remember them. I know you can pre-order that right now, and I know you have to have a pro subscription in order to play it this year. But I don't know if you have to buy the Founders Pack to play it this year. But you will have to have Stadia Pro. The base, the free package isn't coming till next year.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'd be curious. Okay.
Yeah, so because we're arguing I read that with same Jason article. Schreier on this podcast. I said, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm going to argue with him.
Yeah.
And he's probably right. And I'm probably wrong.
He's probably right. He's a smart man. Yeah, I find that like that it's a really good price point to get in.
Plus, you can use that thing for everything. Just want to point that out. You can stream 4K movies. You can stream.
Yeah, the Chromecast Ultra.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah. I think I'm actually way more interested in Stadia from a mobile perspective. Like, if I, like, once it comes to iOS and I'm able to, like, you know, open up the Stadia app, right? And, you know, stream a game to my phone. While I'm like at my in-laws house or something and everyone's just mm-hmm. kind of watching TV. That
yeah.
that to me sounds way cooler than because like if I'm home, I don't know what it is, even though that's my most stable internet connection. While I'm home, I'm just like I feel like I'd rather play a game on something like that I own that I know will work for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But maybe once they prove the technology yeah. works well and the latency is not a problem, I think, yeah,
I think that might be. You know what it is, Adam? It's that thing that happens to us once in a while where something just came out, you know, either a PlayStation Plus game or a new game I just bought for $60. It's the digital edition.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, as soon as I get home and I download this thing, I'm going to start playing it tonight. And you get home yep. and your internet's out and it's like, oh, I have this cool digital game I bought and I can't download it.
So yeah,
I'm going to play something else tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the idea of like your entire library being like that is yeah, it's a little worrisome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Josh in the chat just said, Jason might cancel Mike if he's not careful because you're disagreeing with him. And Jason Schreier has a history of like announcing games being canceled or delayed indefinitely.
We totally didn't even talk about yeah. the StarCraft game being canceled today.
Oh man, I know. I'm so bummed. I want to play a StarCraft first person shooter. Yeah.
Not to,
I wanted
totally,
to play one for like yeah. ever.
Not to totally derail yeah. this, but it sounds like they canceled that game to work on the next Diablo and Overwatch 2.
Well, that's, you know, also the rumor of Overwatch 2. This is totally off the rails of our topic now, but the rumor for Overwatch 2 is it's mostly PvE stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
And not just PvP all the time, which is great. That's what super I want down. For Overwatch. So
yep.
I'm actually
see what it is.
I'm more okay with that information about StarCraft 2 FPS being canceled because I now know that I'm excited about Overwatch 2. So there you go.
I didn't hear any of that, but yeah,
yeah. That's great.
You're totally right.
I'm very excited about Overwatch 2 is what I'm trying to
yeah.
say.
If it has a campaign, that sounds pretty yeah. interesting because yeah. a lot of those characters are really cool, have cool backstories. The lore is really good in that world. So, yeah, I'd be interested.
What about the trailer? Back to Stadia. What about the trailer for Guilt?
Did you guys check watch that out? It. I didn't see it.
I have not seen it.
Oh, my gosh. Go watch it.
Because I know
it's yeah, super spooky. It's like
I know
totally,
it's Tequila Works,
new game. They're working with a super guest friend Chris Velasco.
He's doing all the music for that game.
Yeah, Monarch. Cool. Monarch Audio or Monarch Studio Audio, mm-hmm. but yeah,
yeah, Monarch Audio.
Yeah, so he's doing the music for that. The trailer, it looks kind of like a weird cross between like a Coraline and Silent Hill type of thing going on.
Ooh,
it looks
I like
super
it.
Duper creepy.
That's
it's interesting.
Awesome.
Go check out that trailer. It's not very long.
I will.
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna wait for Adam.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk anymore on the podcast until I've finished.
Just go and watch it. We'll watch
no.
you. Watch it.
No,
it's good use of everyone's time. Adam.
This Twitch is becoming a Adam reacts to the guilt trailer video.
Yeah, you gotta do like a lot of spooky faces. You know, a lot of rut rows.
Whoa, sacre bleu.
new Ghost Recon.
Yeah,
I didn't play the last Ghost Recon, but I hear these things are good.
Great, good for them. More Ghost Recon. Or whoever
isn't this the DLC kind of for Wildlands?
Man, I couldn't tell you.
I thought it was a big fat DLC.
I have no idea.
Anyway.
Are you done watching that trailer yet?
No, I didn't watch it. I was kidding around. I was just riffing. Okay. You know?
I'm with you.
He was being facetious, I was just cutting up, as they say.
I was cutting up. You know what I mean?
The dumbest show in the world. The one of the biggest things that I saw on Google Stadia, we didn't even talk about it yet.
What's that?
Just Dance 2020. Oh, gosh. Just Dance 2020 is coming out, David.
Oh man, you're so excited about
we're
gonna
get our groove back. My sciatica is like way better than it was like last year, so
I can't wait to watch those Just Dance streams of you in front
you
of your
me,
green
David,
screen
you and me multiplayer it up
just you I'll watch your co-op streams. I'll be there right in the chat watching you
I'm
stream.
Not gonna be able to see the chat. Yeah, shaking my good stuff.
Yeah, with Mike's sciatica issue, I mean his I hate to say it, Mike, but your hips did lie.
They lied to me.
Yeah.
That they'd be a team forever.
All right, anyway. To put a little bow on this topic, Google Stadia is coming. Maybe it'll be good. There's a lot of like I don't know.
There's a lot up in the air. Yeah,
I'm gonna try it. Probably. I just can't not try. I had On Live.
Yeah, we gotta try.
I was really
it.
Excited about On Live when it came out. Like, what was that? 15 years ago? 10 years ago? And so I'll try it again. We'll see what happens. You know, it's Google.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good. Who knows? If it's good, maybe I'll get a couple more games on it. Who knows?
who's the dude talking on the car? Phil Harrison, I think it is.
Oh, the English gentleman.
Yes,
I would have really enjoyed Microsoft.
If they would have just closed it out the Stadia thing, like Google Stadia, maybe be good. I don't know. Check it out in November. I hope
maybe it'll be good if your internet's baller.
Yeah,
you know, that should be like the slogan.
If your internet is baller.
Oh man! All right. Well. I'm cautiously optimistic, more excited about it from a mobile perspective than I am for home.
It'll be pretty exciting when the base version comes out next year and they support more devices.
I just feel like it's like at home, like if I'm like we're watching The Dark Knight just before this podcast.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. And I pulled out the Blu-ray because even though I do have it on Vudu, it looks better on the Blu-ray.
Yeah, no compression.
Yeah, it for sure. I mean, there's a little compression.
You know. There is some
but
compression.
It still looks, you know, immaculate compared to like Netflix. So, I don't know. I feel like when I'm out and about mobile, I have lower expectations, and whatever I'm getting, I'm like, this is a miracle. You know, but like when I'm home, I'm like, it better work. There's an obligation here. You know, so,
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
There you have it. There you have it, folks.
We figured it out.
Pre-orders up now at stadia.com.
If we haven't made you want it yet.
Go to stadia.com/SBFVGS.
Yeah, right.
They paid us for this. SBFVGS says it might be okay.
It might be okay. All right, you guys, end of the show plugs for all. If you like gaming and co-op and co-op gaming,
I do.
And co-op gaming on Twitch, check out the Cooperatives, nerdy couple who host chill streams 3 times a week, 7 p.m. Central, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, friend of the show, Miss Maya, is just cutting it up, you know, tearing it up,
blowing it up.
The Twitch. Yeah. Doing something, and it is good. So check them out. Let's cooperate on Twitter or twitch.tv/thecooperativesplay.
Yeah, I love it. Love that. Love them. It's great.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Good time.
It's a good time. So You can keep up with us at sbfvgs.com. That's where you can find links to our episodes, our social media, Twitch channel, merchandise, and more. Of course, we already mentioned patreon.com/sbfvgs, twitch.tv/sbfvgs. You can leave us a delightful iTunes review.
Yeah.
You know?
Only that's delightful.
Always.
You can just put it in like 5 stars. Great Sekiro podcast. Don't worry about it.
Sekiro cast. Yeah.
Super off the chain, best something friends. Along those lines. Sekiro.
Wait. Video game Sekiro.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Sekiro Best Friends.
Oh, there, Sekiro Best Friends. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and a very special thanks to the globe-trotting Eric Kruger for our podcast logo and for his handsome, handsome face.
I miss that man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
He's seeing the world.
He's in Spain, I think, right now.
Yeah,
I think so. Right. Yeah. He kept posting shots from Granada. And one of my comments to him was, throws
a grenade. Camp Granada joke?
Yeah, throws a grenade, and then, you know, enemy soldier shouts, Granada! So that's like every Modern Warfare game, every Call of Duty game ever.
Does that mean grenade?
I don't know. They just shout it in every Call of Duty game, so I don't know what it really means.
I think terribly ignorant when they shout on a city name. But we would never know.
We'll never know. I can't look it up. There's no way to know.
There's no way you could ever look it up and
know. There's no way to know.
So you can also follow us on Twitter at SBFEGS podcast. I'm on Twitter as well, if you hadn't heard.
What?
I'm Barry White. Wow. BURYWITE. Mike is Taco Douglas and David is David J. Tate. Follow us. You know, you'll get to hear about all the latest and greatest in the world of video games, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be our pal. Yeah. Send us messages. Sweet nothings, really.
Whisper sweet nothings into our DMs.
Maybe feel free to send me a friend request on Barry White on PSN as well. So there you have it. There you have it, gentlemen. Another one in the books. That's all the time we have for Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover episode 123. I can't believe we've done it for that many episodes.
That's so many Fortnites,
guys.
That is a lot.
Thank you for listening, though. And we'll be back every 2 weeks with more latency-free 4K HDR 60 frames per second talk on gaming. Hit us up with your questions, topics, or musings if you want to be part of the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, goodbye.
See you guys.
I just am not afraid at all of lasers, but I'm
a tough guy over here.
Been
I'm
like
not,
a weird
not afraid of lasers.
Yeah, we got ourselves a freaking tough guy over here.
I mean, I'm not afraid of no lasers.
Where were you in G.I. Joe needed you?
I live in freaking New York over here. I'm not afraid of nothing.
I'm not afraid of the lasers.
No lasers can scare me. I don't know. Anyway, do we have any more questions?
Yeah, that was just the first one.
Let's talk about lasers, Mike. What do you think about?
lasers were so hot in the 80s.